With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says President Trump will argue that Republicans are best suited to keep tackling the public's cost of living concerns when he offers his State of the Union address tonight.
The president's going to make the case that three more years with him in the White House and with Republicans on Capitol Hill, we can finally achieve the American dream in this country again that we had in his first term but was lost because of Joe Biden and the Democrats over the past 4 years.
Meanwhile, the president can expect to be facing a somewhat skeptical American public in tonight's address.
In a shift from last year's Capitol Hill speech, the president is underwater when it comes to his job approval. According to the Real Clear Politics average of 12 major polls, a majority of voters disapprove of Donald Trump, 56% to 43%. And even though the president will be highlighting his actions on the economy, only about 41% of Americans give him positive marks on keeping prices in check. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Heritage Foundation economic analyst Alan Mendenhall offers a preview of the president's speech and suggests that political reporting has distorted views of how the president's economic policies have brought improvement to the U.S. economy.
Everyone knows that the press on all sides politically have been trying to, get people to view politicians this way or that way. And most Americans across the country are now getting used to that. They know how to spot bias.
And that is Heritage Foundation economist Alan Mendenhall. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, investors appear optimistic about the market today, reversing some of those losses that dug so deep yesterday. Right now, the Dow is up by 361 points, NASDAQ up 224, and the S&P 500 up about 50. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center taking a closer look at religion around the world, and we get the results of that latest study. Correspondent Michael Harrington.
In nearly 40% of all the nations on Earth, one faith group makes up 90% or more of the population. You might think of those places as predominantly Muslim, and 34 of them are. But actually, 38 countries are 90% plus Christian. Overall, 31% of the people on Earth are Christians, compared to 26% of them who are Muslim. However, the Muslim population is growing faster. Michael Harrington reporting.
Barcelona's towering Sagrada Familia Basilica has reached its maximum height, though the magnum opus of Spanish architect Antoni Gaudi remains years away from final completion. A crane placed the upper arm of a cross atop the Tower of Jesus Christ over the weekend, the soaring central piece of the tallest church on earth. This is SRN News. A divided U.S. Supreme Court today ruled that Americans cannot sue the Postal Service even when an employee deliberately refuses to deliver their mail.
By a 5-4 vote, the justices ruled against a Texas landlord who alleged her mail was intentionally withheld for 2 years. The landlord is black and claims racial prejudice played a role in the postal employee's actions. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in his majority opinions that the federal law generally shields the Postal Service from lawsuits over missing, lost, and undelivered mail, includes the intentional non-delivery of mail. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
FedEx is suing the government. The package delivery giant is requesting a full refund on what it paid for those tariffs set by President Trump last year, but were struck down by the Supreme Court just last week. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.